The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo. Brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise? Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Joe on the radio, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is AM 970, The Answer. We're the flagship station for Salem Media in New York, New York, and around the country and around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Thank you for joining us, 877-970-2999. Five Boroughs is in the house. Mr. Morano is here, and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame. And we are very excited to tell you about Super Chef David Burke. He is one of the most successful restaurateurs and genius chefs in all the country, and he's joining us. We're going to take a little break and talk about business, talk about food at 9 o'clock in this, the middle of this quarantining. Hey, David, welcome to the show. We're very excited to always have you with us. How you making out, all right?
Hey, Joe, how are you? I'm okay. I'm doing all right, hanging in there.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I want to thank you for helping out the children of restaurant employees. My buddy Barry Gutzen called from Cuba Libre, and I said I'm gonna ask David. We asked Chaz Palminteri, he helped out, and then Mancow, and then I said I gotta ask Chef Burke. He goes, you know David Burke? I go, David's my man. I said, Super Chef. So that means a lot to all the restaurant workers what you did, David. Thank you for that. Yeah. God bless you, brother.
I passed it on to Joey Pantoliano and a couple others. Yeah. So I hope they keep it going. So
yeah.
How's things in the city?
Everything's good. Thank God everything's all right. How's Joey Pants doing, David?
I think he's doing pretty good. Should get him on the show one day.
Joey's great.
I think he did something with the Bad Boys, the new Bad Boys film. He keeps busy. He's a great guy. You know that.
Yeah. He is a great guy, Joey Pantoliano. So tell us what kind of toll, David. I mean, seriously, with all the, you have all the top restaurants that you own. What kind of toll has this pandemic taken on your businesses?
This is getting to the point now. We closed everything in New York. We had three in New York. The restaurants in Saratoga and Garden City Hotel, the hotel base, they're open for takeout and curbside. And in Jersey, you know, we're at Ventanas in Fort Lee, South Orange Lawn, and then right now I'm down at Seabright. And we're doing curbside, takeout, some grocery delivery. You know, it's a little bit of business. Keeps our manager and our chef employed, but that's it. 96% of our staff is laid off. Some people are collecting, some people are not getting their checks yet.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we're hoping to get the PPP, PPPA, whatever loan it is for David Burke Tavern. And we missed the first round. Our bank didn't get, you know, so now we're sitting in limbo. We don't know. We can't strategize or make a plan if we don't know if we have the money yet. And now the money's been delayed for the second round. And we're waiting. So now we lose another week, another 10 days. Even if we're allowed to open in mid-May, we're not going to have the money, though.
Yeah. You mean, so I know what you're saying.
The most important thing, the thing that's frightening, is the uncertainty of how people are they going to rally and come out and eat, or are they going to stay reserved? You know, we know we'll probably continue takeout, but what's going to happen to the energy level and the trust factor of the public to go out and sit next to somebody else? How long is that going to take?
Yeah, I think it's gonna. I think we've had it so much. We're just totally done with it, and we feel like once we get ahead of the curve, I think it's gonna be. I think I talked to somebody in the live arena business as well, and he was worried about the same thing. And when I go back out on the road, are people gonna show up? I think it's just gonna go back to normal sooner than later, David. You know, but now, let me go back on that thing.
I agree. I think I'm with you, Joe. I really am.
You know,
I'm with you, and I think they gotta stop the. stop analyzing, you know, the media with everything's about restaurants. You know, what are you going to social? You can't social distance in a restaurant in New York City. You might try to space out tables, but how are you going to space out your employees getting to work? How are you going to space out a bartender working behind a bar? Yeah. How are you going to space out the locker room? There's so many ifs and so many, you know, so you can overanalyze it to death, or you can go out and swing the bat. So, you know, like you said, who's going to be trusting and you know, trusting the public, trusting going out and testing the waters. Well, we got to start somewhere.
I know, and Chef, you have such a great, being from down there in Jersey, you know, being from the Hazlitt area down there in Jersey, you keep that attitude. And I know, and I'm telling you, and you know it, before you know it, and I really feel that everybody's going to come back sooner than later, and we're going to look back at this, and we're not going to say, can you believe that? We really social distance, remember all that? This will be over sooner than later. But I love your fight. But you know what's disconcerting is when you've supplied hundreds, maybe thousands of jobs in all your properties. You go to the government, you go, hey, yo, a little help here. And I heard the same thing because I did some research. The banks are saying, well, we haven't gotten anything yet. We don't know what to do. I mean, that is so unfortunate, you know. And then do you try to second round? But Nancy Pelosi's eating ice cream out of her freezer, for crying out loud. Maybe they could move a little bit down there in Washington in the Congress, huh?
Yeah, it's a disgrace what she does. It really is. And I'm embarrassed for her. I really am. It's crazy. We're in a situation here. And as time goes on, it's people are going to get desperate, and they're going to run out of optimism, you know. So we got something's got to give in the next week or two here. We need direction. We'll get there. I mean, listen, we'll get there. We got to keep busy and stay mentally healthy. It's very important.
Hey, David, by the way, Mr. New Jersey, were you on that Jersey thing last night? Did they highlight you on that?
No, I missed that.
Come on.
you and I are going to have to crack a couple of heads.
I'm swear to goodness gracious, I'm watching this thing. I know, and you know, the inside, the texture, and the fabric of Jersey, man. And they totally, except for Bruce and John Bon Jovi, of course. But and you know these great guys, and God bless Bruce and John for always helping out. Right. But it's like, you know, I know so many people. Look at you. For example, Feed the Heroes. Look at you from Jersey. All these properties. You're on fire. The Chinese unleashed this pandemic on us. Yet and then it stops everybody cold. Yet you still step up to Feed the Heroes. If that's not Jersey, I don't know what is, David Burke. Tell us about Feed the Heroes, my friend.
You know, when we got hit with Sandy and all that, we were down here feeding people because our restaurants are open in New York
God
and all
bless
that.
You. God
but now
bless
we don't
you.
Have we don't have the cash flow or the bodies to work. So Feed the Heroes is a platform that people donate money. They go to chefdavidburke.com, Feed the Heroes, and we fed Riverview a Hospital, St. Barnabas up in Livingston, Englewood Hospital. We're bringing food. We're making sandwiches. We're putting some of our people back to work, you know, through this. And believe it or not, we're getting a lot of food donated from the big companies. They're sending bread and lasagna and things like that they have, and nobody's, you know, it's sitting in their coolers or in their freezers, and they're saying, hey, let's go, let's help out. So that part of the working together will get us through this. And you got to give credit to the people that are working on out there hard right now, especially taking chances. So, you know, we made progress, and that's a good thing. And some of the other states are going to start testing the waters and getting open. And then I hope we're back strong by summertime. You know, we got to move the needle. We got to get out there.
Yeah, exactly right. I couldn't agree with you more, Chef. I'm telling you. And now we're seeing a lot of people forced to cook at home. And my buddy Sammy, my business guy keeps talking. He's showing me what he's cooking, how he's cooking, because they can't go out. Give us some, if you would, Super Chef David Burke, pro tips for cooking at home that could make mundane meals go, get to the point of like restaurant quality. What do you think?
I never cook at home. And I bought a home in Atlantic Island this summer. I've been cooking at home. Believe it or not, if you go to my Instagram, Chef David Burke, I'm cooking with a puppet, and it's hilarious.
That song is funny. It is great.
And anyway,
I love it.
Yeah, I shot one. Yeah, my son added some. Anyway, if you're cooking at home, you got to shop. Get some lots of veggies. Get some. Load up your fridge. And start to experiment. There's so many recipes out there. But pasta, veggies, fish. And check out some of the videos. A lot of chefs are making stuff. And break out a cookbook or go online. And you got time now. Read the recipes, experiment a little bit, and utilize your leftovers. Anything you have left over, get a little creative with it. You know what I mean? Think outside the box a little bit. Have some fun. Get creative with breakfast. I made ricotta cheese last night. Go out, buy cream and milk and get the ingredients and make it. And it's fun for the family. You can teach kids how to make stuff, too. It's a lot of a lot of fun.
But tell me about the... Oh, I tell you, olive oil, too. I couldn't believe it. I've been using more olive oil than I ever used. Yeah, I put it on every...
I grew up in the kitchen, the French kitchen, with butter. Olive oil at home is just so much easier. It's just because, I've probably lost 12, 15 pounds since I've been cooking at home because I don't eat any bread. I don't... I'm in a restaurant. I'm picking all day. But now I eat a decent meal. I drink my coffee. I eat a good meal. I'm getting some exercise. And, I got to put some sand in my pockets on a windy day now.
that might be helpful. But I got to tell you, if you're listening, Chef, give us your Instagram account because you watch. David has actually a puppet. He cooks at home with a puppet. He's got these great recipes. And if you go to Instagram, what's your Instagram account there?
Chef David Burke. Chef David Burke.
You got to check it out. It's hysterical. What's with the puppet?
The puppet's name is Lefto. His name is Lefto. He's my left-hand man, and he cooks with leftovers.
And it's great for kids.
Oh,
hey, you know what?
But it's educational, It's educational. And what? If you can't get a laugh at these times, we got problems. We got to keep it upbeat.
Yeah, it's true. And are you by yourself? Do you have family members or significant others in the home?
No.
You're quarantined by yourself, are you?
Being a dummy.
You and the puppet? It's probably safer. It's safer that way, David, is it not?
No, I had to put him in the closet. He's starting to get fresh. Yeah.
You got to check this out. It's a great dummy.
He told me he identified as a woman last night. I said, no way, man.
The stories of quarantine. Yes. It's like, ooh. Oh, David, you're the best. Hey, David, so I got to ask you, both the president and other chefs like Wolfgang Puck have proposed restoring the business entertainment tax deduction. What impact would that have on the restaurant business, do you think, Dave?
It would certainly help. It would help, and especially if the bigger companies that have expense accounts, and then they help promote us to get us back on our feet. It'd be tremendous. Tremendous. The insurance companies have just bailed out on it.
I thought the same thing. I asked that earlier. I said, where are the insurance companies? Oh, we don't cover that. How dare they?
With
that,
you know, viruses. Okay. Yeah.
My Lord. And you see what Ruth Chris and Shake Shack received millions of dollars in SBA loans because Shake Shack gave the money back, which I thought was great. Right. So,
I think that was a smart move.
Yeah.
Banks are taking care of their biggest customers, and that's the way it goes. And I think that, whether they've been instructed to do that or not, but, we work with Citibank and I'm pretty disappointed that we haven't, that we missed a cut because they were, the stuff started on a Monday. They didn't take applications until Friday afternoon of that first week, and we were ready to go that Monday. So we're hopeful something round will get something. If not, we're going to figure it out anyway. One way or another, we'll figure it out. We're a resilient group in the restaurant business and resourceful. And, we're hardworking, too. But, between the minimum wage in New York creeping up the last couple of years and going up again in January, the rents that have to be renegotiated, it's very hard for small business in New York City. And you got to ask yourself, is it worth it to be pound, you know, coming in and out of that tree and to work for nothing. And then when something happens, there's no one like this, and you don't get the right help. It's crazy.
I know, but I know you, David, and you're an inspiration, man. You're a tough guy, and you got that Jersey stamina, that Jersey strength inside you, man. And I know you're going to come back, and if you're listening to the great super chef David Burke, here's a guy with all these restaurants, top of the game, and then this virus comes out. You know what? You're going to come back bigger and better, and you know what? Sooner than ever, I think, David. I really do, you know?
Yeah. We're strategizing. We've got other projects in other parts of the globe and other states. That of course
to
get ready, and more in Jersey. It's a waiting game, and you know we just don't like the wait. So it's like sand in the hourglass. You know, are we gonna be able to flip this thing over and get going and get some more time? Yeah. So I'm optimistic. I'm feeling better every day. I just want to hear from the banks. That way I can get on the calendar in front of me with my team and say, okay, here's when we're gonna start.
I know some guy named Nunzio from down South Jersey. Maybe I should make a call, you think?
Tell him I got sharp knives. I got sharp knives. He's got the getaway club.
I'm only kidding. And watch that puppet, pal. Hey, David, we love you, man. Chef, Super Chef
right.
David Burke, you are the best.
I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Can't wait, David. God bless you. Great guy. I tell you what, he is a fighter. He is a fighter. And if that's not inspiration, I don't know what is. Hey, Pandemic 2020 has been sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. Debbie Duhame's out there at 921. Michael Goodwin is going to join us, the chief political columnist for the New York Post. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning to our listeners. Let's see what's happening here on the Cross Bronx. You're moving slowly across Bronx West 3rd Avenue out through the Alexander Hamilton Bridge into the GW. Outbound GW upper level, a stalled truck was clear, but it's construction in the right lane going on until 2:30 this afternoon. If you're going to be taking a ride to the Lincoln Tunnel, it's some ongoing construction in the North Tube heading out of town. And the Holland Tunnel at this point, okay. You do have the overnight project at the Holland Tunnel, 6 nights a week, 11 p.m. until 5 a.m. and into Saturday morning until 8 a.m. Let's see what's happening right now as you head over to Sunrise Highway westbound, getting out toward Jackson Ave and Seaford. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 51. Rain likely tomorrow with a high of 52. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I got it here somewhere. Hold on, my Balance of Nature. I got it. I found it in my radio bag. I carry a travel bottle of Balance of Nature with me wherever I go, and I keep it with me, and I am vigilant on taking my Balance of Nature. You know why? For me, I speak for me, because it builds up my immune system. Builds up my immune system. I don't bother with vitamins anymore. Vitamins you end up eliminating, and they're mostly made with synthetics. Balance of Nature, what I hold in my hand now are three fruits of Balance of Nature, and it's a vegetarian capsule. It's miraculous the way Dr. Howard kind of came up with this whole concept. And I look at my hand, and I could see one daily dose of Balance of Nature capsule says 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. How they do it is sensational. And when I put the fruits and vegetables in my body, and because I don't eat enough regularly, it fights off all the viruses and the colds and the allergies and just can keep you going day to day. So now we want you to build up your immune system. So the Howards are offering you free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. We want you to start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health, you know? And you're not going to eat enough fruits and vegetables. You know it, and I know it. I never do. I wish I could. I don't. I just plain don't. That's why I take Balance of Nature. For me, it's been miraculous. 800-246-8751. I always tell you, I love you. We appreciate you being part of this radio family. You might want to just try Balance of Nature. Give a call, 800-246-8751. Now more than ever. Balance of Nature. You can go to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas finds the left trying to silence Trump.
I mean, I've never seen anything so political. I find it interesting that this virus pandemic has handed him a daily opportunity to talk to the American people. It's very interesting, actually. And I think politically, the folks on the left are upset about that. And they feel they need to do what they can to shut him up or to counter.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager and my friends. They're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at NoSafeSpaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone. If you haven't had a chance to check out my radio show and podcast, Bagels and Broadway, yet, now that you're home, now's the time to do it. On this week's show, theater producer Oliver Roth and theater publicist Keith Sherman join me as we continue to talk about the industry's challenges and triumphs during this crisis. Also, a great children's book about theater is out now. Actress and author Jenna Gavigan will be on the show, and teen entrepreneur Lily Trent Acosta talking about her new candy business that gives back. All on Bagels and Broadway this Saturday at 9.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. It's 925. Michael Goodwin coming up a little while. And, you know, if you want to call 877-970-2999, we always appreciate it. Let me go to Judy, our pal in Brooklyn. Judy, good morning. How you doing this morning?
I want you to know, I used to call you Sunshine Joe, and you're still Sunshine Joe forever. But guess what? This is what I want to say. A few things. Allow me to. You are larger than New Jersey. You are, as far as I'm concerned, the Goodwill Ambassador. Okay? That's your new title for me. And I want to tell you something. Yeah. Of all people, I listened once to Santana being interviewed, and something jumped out of me. Okay? And he goes like this. There are artists and there are con artists. You are an artist in the true fashion all the way around. And I really missed you. And I think it's terrible what they did. Kelly Ripa and Handler and all this waste of airtime? Are you kidding? You are heart and soul. You are everything. Thanks. I'm so upset about it. And you know what? Yep. They're lost. And I don't know. I think you should do your own show and do something. Well, I'm sure you get a lot of people.
You're always a step ahead of us. Judy, I love you and thank you for that. And God bless you for that. We're talking about the Jersey thing. And I talk to you because you're family and we're on the air. And, you know, it's all – everything is political. Everything is political. When I tell you, in New Jersey, everybody is bought and sold and political. I'm telling you right now. And some of the politicians that we have on from Jersey are not. But it's all political. So I'm so used to it, I don't even think about it. But when I think somebody like Chef David Burke, and he's feeding the first response, why was he not on? And he's Mr. New Jersey. David Burke is. You know, it's all politics, so you just can't get upset about it, and you just got to go and continue to do the thing, to do your own thing. The only thing I worry about is that the money, and I wish that the Star Ledger would trace the money where it went. If you raise $20 million, you got to trace every single dime because it's going to go to, and I don't know that this is happening, but sometimes when it's politics and it's all politics and it's all progressives, the money doesn't always go down to the people like it should, you know? That's why I was groveling on the phone all day Saturday for the Boys and Girls Club. I want to see a big hit with the Boys and Girls Clubs. They're feeding families. And Judy, you're right. I have to say one thing. I've been in the trenches for 25 years. I walked the streets of Camden, New Jersey, when it was the most dangerous city in America. I walked those streets. And you know who let me walk those streets? The shot callers. And the shot callers are the gangsters and the drug lords that ran that city for many, many years. And they would let me walk the streets, man, to go help my friend Bob and Robert Dickerson, you know, Robert and Wanda Dickerson down there doing Unity Community. And I would go down there and help out the nonprofits or the Boys and Girls Clubs in Camden. And then eventually the town turned around. And by the way, Governor Murphy showed up. Governor Murphy showed up for the Unity Community at their event. So you want to give credit where it's due, but sometimes I guess when you're in political office, you kind of you lose sight and it becomes politics. As long as the money gets to the people, it's great. And my only concern is that it doesn't always get there, you know, because you don't have time to watch it. And also, while we're on New Jersey, while we're on New York, And you say, and again, I know I make all my conservative friends upset when I say, let Governor Cuomo do his little TV shows. Let that happen. Let Governor Murphy do the good job he's doing. Don't get mad. Let Governor Newsom, you know, he's going to help out the illegal aliens. Right now, we're at war. Let's let the governors do the good job that they're doing. Come on, we got to all join in this together. The one thing that I would respectfully submit to the politicians in charge and Mayor de Blasio is to put forgive property tax and forgive state income tax. And you could call me, correct me if I miss something here, because all I know is my mother has worked so hard her whole life. And to do good, coming out of Newark, New Jersey, with her family coming from Italy, and all they've done is everything that they were asked to do to be a great citizen of the United States of America. And she tells me yesterday, oh, I've got two tax bills here, Joseph. I don't know. I said, Mom, just tell them it's an emergency. And thank God my mother's in a position that she's going to pay those tax bills. And here she is worried about paying her bill. And it makes me upset. And I didn't even talk to Mom about that. I hope she doesn't mind me mentioning it, because thank God she's the boss, and she's in such a position to take care of the tax bills and so much more. But how many people can't? And the governors, they can't even, it's not even a concept in their mind. And the mayor, that's not a concept in their mind, that, my God, people aren't working, yet we're going to raise the tolls on the New Jersey roads. What in the name of Jesus Christ are these people thinking? Really, what are they thinking? Let's have a big concert for New Jersey. Well, how about taking all that money and just really and respectfully, and if I think about it, it makes me nuts. How out of touch some people are. You forgive. Don't put a moratorium. Don't postpone. Forgive the property tax. The municipalities, you can get a bank loan. Guys like me and David Burke cannot. The cities will be able to get a bank loan. But they don't care about the regular worker. You're a government, you're going to get whatever the heck you need, and you know it. You could forgive it. Don't tell me we're going to postpone the tax. No, forgive the taxes. Stop being so greedy. Oh, my gosh, don't get me started. And, you know, the government workers are all getting paid. Judges are getting paid, but the courts are closed. Somebody help me out here. And I want to hear the governors talk about that. Touch a chord with the people. Don't tell me, well, get a job as an essential worker. What an insult that is to say to somebody who's trying to maintain and put food on the family. They're out of touch, man. So, Judy, your thoughts are well, so much appreciated. And again, listen. Any money is good, and any help is always appreciated. And the folks that stepped up in any of these celebrity things, when we watch the celebrities in their beautiful homes, in their beautiful recording studios that you and I will never have, great. God bless you. It's better that they're doing that than not doing anything. But the governors have to really get in touch with the people. It's getting to a point now where you're going to open it up, or you're going to say, well, you know what? You're not getting any income. That means we're not going to get any income. And I want to hear the governor say, I'm sacrificing my salary. I want to see Andrew Cuomo say today in his show, I want him to say, I'm not taking a salary. I can't do it. It's going to be tough, but I'm not going to take my couple hundred grand or whatever they make. And Governor Murphy as well, and Governor Newsom as well. I put that on the table for these politicians to not take a salary and to forgive property tax and to forgive state income tax, because all we've done is everything right. Everything right. That's all we do. We obey the law. Don't let criminals out on the street. You're giving them more than you're giving us. You're taking care of illegals before you take care of us. We're the heart and soul of New Jersey. We're the heart and soul of New York. You're missing the point. You're not seeing it. And whoever's talking to you is wrong. Take care of the people. Take care of those of us who put our sweat, blood, and tears every single day to take care of our families and our friends and our communities and do the right thing and obey the law. Oh, my Lord, don't get me started. Let me grab a couple calls. I know we got to go to Michael Goodwin. Let me go to Joe in Newark, New Jersey. Here's my parents' hometown, Newark, New Jersey. Joe, what's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Yeah, I just want to say that every issue has a negative and positive. They're stressing the negative too much. Even at the worst scenario, 95-96% of the people that have this virus don't die. They don't stress that enough.
Yeah,
and the numbers
right.
don't add up. That's what right. they're doing with all the closings. The numbers just don't add up.
Yeah. Joe, right on the money. There's the Bloomfield Avenue Common Sense from in Newark, New Jersey. It's something's way off here. Something's way off. You're absolutely right. They're not. And look at the flu deaths compared to the COVID-19 deaths. They're very, very similar at this point. The only thing that you got to give the medical professionals credence about is that this virus is ridiculously contagious and it's voracious once you get it. And I've seen friends and friends of friends passing away from it. But you're absolutely right. Let me go to Big Julie. He's a longtime listener, and we wanted to get him on the air. Julie, how you doing this morning? We got a couple seconds, but I wanted to get you on the radio. Yes, sir.
Hard to get you. Let me tell you, it's been pretty rough out here, Joe. I've been taking care of friends, dropping food at their houses. They can't get up. It's a lot worse than people think for some.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I just lost my mother in a nursing home on Sunday.
Let me tell you,
there's a lot of people, they're not reporting the deaths of these elderly people that it was caused by COVID. They're only reporting that they died from pneumonia or heart problems.
Yep.
And that's all they're reporting. And we're not getting the real numbers because they're elderly. They're not testing them. And they're not either that or they're afraid of being sued later on because of the deaths in the nursing homes. We should check on that somehow, Joe. And good luck to everybody out there. And be careful, you know?
Yeah, our condolences, Julie, thinking about you. Thanks for listening, thinking about your mom. It's absolutely right. It's all insurance. The insurance companies run everything. And that's another thing. I want to hear Governor Cuomo, Governor Murphy, Governor Newsom step up and call out the insurance companies. Have them say, I want to see a directive from Washington or from the state capitals that you have to pay. We pay the premiums that you and I pay for everything, just in case. Oh, we don't cover a virus. Like David Burke said, we don't get out of here. We want to see the politicians step up. I dare you to call out the insurance companies. We dare you, because the insurance companies own every politician in every state capital everywhere. Joe on the radio, you know what? Michael Goodwin's going to break it down for us like nobody else. He's the chief political columnist for the New York Post. We got this. We're too tough to get down. We're too tough. We will make it, and I see light at the end of the tunnel, so help me God. But my goodness gracious, you just wish that and everybody's doing great. We just need a little bit of common sense in these things. Now, don't shut down everything. I think it's time to do a slow rollout, open everything up, stop the municipality tax, stop the state tax, show us a little something. Do not raise the tolls on the New Jersey roads in the name of God. Have the insurance company step up for us. It'll make our lives a little bit easier and something we would really appreciate. And that's what you got elected for. 936, Joe on the radio. Big Al got the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
42 degrees at 937. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Dow is up just under 1% in early trading. It is up right now about 188 points as the market just opened about 7 minutes ago. But weekly jobless claims numbers are out, and they're still in the millions. Labor Department says 4.4 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's pretty much right in line with what analysts were expecting and is down from the previous week of more than 6.5 million new claims. In total, 26 million Americans are out of work. Food banks across New York City are in a state of emergency during the pandemic. One-third of pantries across the city are being forced to shut down. Gene Shatteroff of the Mission Society says volunteers are staying away as social distancing rules and general fear of the virus have driven down donations. Still, she says, everyday Americans can make a huge difference by donating $5 or $10 to a local food bank. Some of the local food pantries that are in specific need of donations include Food Bank for NYC, New York Common Pantry, God's Love We Deliver, and City Meals and City Harvest. In sports, it'll be a different type of first-round NFL draft later tonight. In light of the pandemic, Commissioner Roger Goodell says he'll announce selections from the basement of his home, and draft prospects will be shown in their living rooms via remote cameras. The Giants will pick fourth, the Jets at number 11. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. I see some volume on 80 westbound, getting out toward exit 35, getting out toward Rockaway and in toward Mount Arlington. It's construction taking two lanes. Volume on the Newark Bay Extension eastbound, getting out toward the Newark Bay Bridge. 280 westbound by the Garden State Parkway. A stalled vehicle just cleared out of the way. Watch for construction on the New Jersey Turnpike car lanes. 8A up through 14. That'll be going on till 1 this afternoon. You'll have to take the truck lanes. And 27 as you get down through the area of Metuchen. They're doing some repairs on a down traffic light. Expect some slowdowns at the Verrazano Bridge. Upper level getting into Staten Island. That's some construction. And the eastbound belt heading right out toward Rockaway Parkway. That's an accident as well. Watch for some slowdowns on the Southern State westbound at Eagle Ave here in Nassau County with an accident being cleared. Cloudy today with a high of about 52. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Lowe's is open and here to help with all the supplies you need to help keep your home running smoothly during this important time. You can order at Lowe's.com or download our app and we'll deliver right to your doorstep.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager for WMCA and AM 970, The Answer. This is a tough time for all of us, especially those in the restaurant business. With the restrictions and fear of spreading the virus, restaurants are closed or restricted to takeout options. We want to support you as restaurant owners by providing you with a platform to share your takeout deals with our listeners. We've created a webpage where our listeners can find your restaurant's special deals. It's easy and extremely affordable. All you have to do is go to our website, submit your info, and we'll follow up with the next steps. We'll even post your ad on our sister station, WMCA.com. Listeners, you'll be able to find all the listings on our website. So head to AM970TheAnswer.com to lend your support. We'll get through this together. Stay safe and stay healthy from our staff to your families.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
So it's Joe on the radio. Michael Goodwin coming up in a second. I'm going to tell you how excited I was to get a picture from Trinidad's Medical Center and a thank you picture. And I posted it on Facebook. I put it on Twitter and Instagram as well with Gary Horn, who is the CEO. Gary is the CEO and Chief Nursing Officer, Mary McTeague, who is they wearing the masks that we sent from My Pillow. They had called Trinitas, called us and said, could you get in touch with Mike Lindell? We hear that My Pillow is making surgical masks. Mike immediately sent the masks to Trinitas. And we have a beautiful picture on my social media of Gary and Mary doing a great job over at Trinitas Medical Center in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And that's Mike Lindell. That's Mike Lindell. That's what it's all about with Mike. That's the Mike Lindell I know. He's one of the most giving individuals I know. And then he comes up with this for you because he loves radio. And by the way, he always says how much he loves AM 970, The Answer. Listeners, because he's been here since day one, right? Now you buy one, get one free pricing on the My Pillows, on the Giza Dream Sheets, My Pillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, you know? Giza Pillowcases, Neck Pillows. You just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970. You can call 800-651-0798. It's 800-651-0798. But if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, just remember, please use the AM970 discount code. Now, if you order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? Spectacular book, by the way. Your entire MyPillow order will ship for free if you order the book, and Mike will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. It's a great guy, great patriot, and just a great gentleman, Mike Lindell is. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity from Mike himself. Buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and so much more at MyPillow. 800 651-0798, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page, please. MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM970. The Answer.
Michael Goodman, chief political columnist for the New York Post. This is one brilliant man right now. A common sense guy and a good guy and a fine, fine New Yorker. And Michael, always a privilege to have you on the show, sir. Welcome back. How you holding up in the quarantine?
Well, good morning, Joe. You know, I have to say, probably like a lot of people, there are mood swings. Some days you feel like you're starting to see the shoots of spring coming out and the weather's nice. Maybe that means we're turning the corner. And then a couple of days later, you look around and the death tally continues to grow. And the economic pain, I think, is actually growing deeper now as people, you know, increasingly feel the loss of income, the loss of sort of purpose of getting up and going to work. And in those days, it looks like, wow, are we ever going to get out of this? So it's, as I say, it's up and down. I suspect a lot of people are, and I'm quite fortunate. I haven't lost any loved ones or even anybody I know, although I certainly have friends who have lost family, and I hear from a lot of people. And this is a tragic time, a difficult time in American life, and for some people, it's unbearably difficult.
You know what? Your point is well taken. You had a terrific column, Michael, yesterday about the crisis we're seeing in nursing homes. And we were just talking about it on the radio. How bad is it? And what do we know about the policies that caused it?
Well, I have to say, Joe, I think it is the biggest story within the story. Because when you look at the statistics of who is dying and where they are dying, a disproportionate number. In New York, something on the order of 25% at least, because I say at least because we don't know the full number of deaths in nursing homes and rehabilitation facilities. 25% of all deaths in New York State have occurred in those facilities. That's the minimum count. And you begin to say, well, okay, we know that the virus is particularly lethal among the older people, excuse me, especially those with any kind of pre-existing condition, a comorbidity, the doctors say, meaning a heart problem, diabetes perhaps, lung issues, asthma, cancer, so that they are most likely to be infected and to die. But then you discover that New York State policy, this is remarkable. New York State policy, Governor Cuomo directed that nursing homes must accept patients or reaccept one of their own who tests positive for the virus. So you are in effect bringing the fox into the hen house. You are bringing the disease into the nursing homes knowingly. By state order, you are doing this. It makes no sense in the world. This is a March 25th order by the governor, Governor Cuomo. And by that time, we knew all of this history of the disease and how the elderly were most vulnerable. The governor himself has talked about it. He's talked about his own mother, about protecting his own mother. And yet, not only did he create this policy, he is now defending it as if the nursing homes and the rehabilitation facilities are like hospitals. They're not. They are more suitably like dormitories for the old or a living arrangement, but they are in no way a hospital. But the hospitals apparently have the right, when they get filled, somehow, and I haven't figured this out yet, they basically have the right to transfer a patient to a nursing home who is sick. And the orderlies, the attendants, the few nurses at nursing homes, they're not equipped for this, either by training or with equipment or any practice, any supervision. I mean, this is a highly skilled technical effort to try to save people with this disease and to thrust those patients into the nursing homes. And then the governor yesterday threatened to take away the licenses of nursing homes who couldn't do this. It's extraordinary. I mean, it's like, what kind of devilish idea is this? And the results, as I say, are disastrous.
Yeah, especially in nursing homes, as we know from researching this disease, this virus, Michael Goodwin, is that, and I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times, is that it's a circular virus when you're in a closed quarter like a nursing home, and it just keeps coming back. Michael, it attacks you again, this coronavirus. It comes and gets these poor folks again. We said, like in the Spanish flu, they put people outside for crying out loud. And now yesterday, apparently the governor, and again, I know you're objective, you might be the last objective journalist, Michael Goodwin. You really are. And we love that about you. But just to be a point of fact, the governor actually sent COVID patients to nursing homes. And yesterday, apparently, the governor said it's not his responsibility to get the personal protection equipment for nursing homes. Is that true, what I'm reading here?
Yes. I saw him say that at the press conference. It's not our job. It's extraordinary. I mean, just think of the way he has talked to and about President Trump in demanding from the federal government. Well, don't the nursing homes in New York State have an equal call on the governor of New York? If he is going to assign very sick elderly people to them or force them to take back elderly people who were there and then contracted the disease and went to a hospital, but now as they recover, they are required to take them back. I mean, but without equipment. And the health commissioner, Howard Zucker, said, I thought rather casually, well, we're working with them. We're monitoring them. What? I mean, are you monitoring all these deaths? Is that what you're doing? You're counting the bodies?
Yeah.
Because these people, these places, I mean, I spoke to one owner of a nursing home, and she is heartbroken. She told me that she didn't want to use her name or the facility, but it's a family business for a very long time, and she said we were forced to take COVID-19 patients. She said we have lost 30 of our
Good
residents
Lord.
Have died.
Good Lord.
She said, yeah, and she said, these are people, many of whom we took care of for years. They were like part of our family.
Yeah.
And she said, 30 of them have died. She said, when the state sent us a little bit of equipment, you know what was in the first box of equipment? Body bags. She said, and when the first patients died, then they said, well, it'll take us 3 or 4 days to get there. So you're now got to hold bodies in these places. And there are stories of nursing homes holding bodies in boxes, in basements, in turning on the air conditioner in a closet. Yeah. I mean, this is horrific stuff. It's barbaric. And Governor Cuomo, I hope he will reverse this policy because it's killing people.
Michael Goodwin, we appreciate it. Unfortunately, the time is our enemy. We got a break. Please come back next week if you can, Michael. I have so much I want to talk to you about. Thank you for your fight. Thanks for being there. Thanks for being a great New Yorker. Stay safe, Michael Goodwin. You know, you're one of the most beautiful things that New York has, and we appreciate you always checking in with us. And perhaps next week we could chat again, sir.
My pleasure, Joe. And you stay safe yourself and all your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Michael Goodwin. Debbie's on the roads right now, 952 on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go out to the Southern State westbound at Eagle Ave. Looks like you have an unauthorized truck into the overpass. Emergency activity at the scene. Sunrise Highway westbound getting out toward Jackson Avenue to Seaford. That's an accident as well. And taking a ride to the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes closed 8A up through 14 with construction until 1 this afternoon. You'll have to take the truck lanes. Looks like the MTA Essential Subway plan remains in place. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature. changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Your potential customers are at home right now. Are you there with them? In these uncertain times, the investment you made in digital marketing is really paying off. Thanks to Salem Surround, you're on page one of the search engines. Your online reputation is 5-star. Your digital presence is accurate, and you're everywhere. Oh, wait, you're not? You don't have an effective digital marketing strategy? It's not too late. Contact Salem Surround for help. We deliver prescriptive marketing solutions to communicate with your current and future customers that not only meet your needs, but exceed your expectations. Salem Surround can help you with digital marketing during these difficult times and beyond. Total market saturation with increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Today will turn out to be a mostly cloudy, chilly day. There can be a shower in one or two spots this morning, our high about 50. The periods of rain tonight, though 44. Cloudy, breezy, and chilly tomorrow with periods of rain and drizzle, high 50. For Saturday, some sun followed by increasing clouds and becoming milder with a high near 60. AM 970, the answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. It's 5 minutes before Mike Gallagher. Mike's coming up at 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Right there, Evan Noir, Nostrand, Brooklyn, New York. If you're in Connecticut, you're in Brooklyn, you're in Jersey, you could call Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851, 718-998-7851 as a service to you. Because they are spectacular people, the Cacace family is, Michael and Fred and Johnny and Marianne. And you could place an order for pickup. They are taking orders for pickup at Michael's of Brooklyn. This is huge. So if you're in the metropolitan area, let me give you the number again. You ready? Here it comes. 718-998-7851. They say, look, I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do? What do you got? You get the best cuisine, one of the five best Italian restaurants. Boom! Right in your house. How great is this? This is from Fred and John. They do not have to do this. And I'm telling you this, too. This may not be able to work, but I'm Michael, the young Michael of Michael's of Brooklyn, told us on the air when we talked to him last week, if you can't get out, you're elderly, you want a meal, Michael will bring the meal to your home. Do you hear what I'm telling you? This is how great these folks are at Michael's of Brooklyn. God bless them at this tough time. 718-998-7851. Again, listening around the country, God bless you for doing that. I see all the correspondents, and I love you. We're so proud to have you checking in with us. You know, out of New York, you're listening all around this great country. You go to your supermarket, look on the shelf. You got to take home Michael's of Brooklyn. Brooklyn in a jar. You will love it. In the meantime, if you're local, please, 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy since 1964. Frankie Five Boroughs, I know how, the shows you've been putting together lately is so much appreciated. It's a lot of work, and I appreciate your assistance in producing this program. Frankie, thank you so much. God bless you, young man. God bless you. And Albert, I love you too, man.
Today's Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday, Joe. Friday.
I'll try to tweet out the right date next time as we start. Oh, what a 4 hours, I tell you. And Debbie, we love Debbie. And most of all, we love you for listening, because I'm telling you, I look forward to coming before the mic every morning. We're in this together. We will get through this. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless America. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
42 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two cats in New York are the first pets in the nation to get coronavirus, but both are expected to recover. One cat comes from a home with no one sick. The other cat's owner did test positive. This comes 2 weeks after a tiger at the Bronx Zoo became infected. CDC says while the virus can be passed to animals, there's no evidence they can pass it to people. Wendy's is reaching out in the best way it knows how with free food. All drive-thrus will hand out chicken nuggets on Friday. No strings attached. Just pull up for a free four-piece original or spicy. Wendy's calls it a group nug, saying if we can't hug, we might as well nug together. Stocks are opening slightly higher on Wall Street despite more than 4 million Americans filing unemployment claims. The Labor Department reports just over 4.4 million workers filed first-time claims for benefits last week. That's 810,000 fewer than the week before, but it brings the total for the past 5 weeks to more than 26 million as the pandemic grinds down the economy. And the FBI is investigating the possible hoarding of supplies used to fight COVID-19 stored in a warehouse in Lakewood. Federal agents were seen yesterday at the Industrial Park facility on Swarthmore Avenue carrying boxes, some of which were labeled respirators. Matthew Riley, a spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey, would not confirm the investigation. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands, stay inside, and if you are out, social distance, everybody. Have a great day. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.